certainly the case, as Robert Fisk said, that one of the reasons for the ignorance in this country about what's going on in Iraq is the fact that most journalists are holed up in the green zone behind seven lines of barbed wire and concrete, and therefore can't travel out to get the stories that we need to hear. But at the same time, I think that there are sufficient dots for them to be joined up by the media to create a picture. Any media presents news stories in such a way as to create a narrative. And at the moment, stories like Haditha or Ishaqi are being presented as separate, isolated events, rather than joining them up with the other dots that illustrate very clearly that this is not a benign occupation. It's a brutal occupation, that Haditha goes alongside Guantanamo, the fact that the US troops don't take a head count of Iraqi civilians who are killed in the course of the occupation. It adds up to an attitude, the attitude of the US troops. And so it's not sufficient, I think, for journalists to claim that they can't get the story because they're stuck in the green zone.
Yeah, I mean, presumably, alongside Haditha, there are other atrocities going on that just aren't getting reported, or worse, are perhaps being reported by rumour amongst the Iraqi population. And we have, of course, this has been a war which throughout the US have said that they will target non-embedded journalists.
Absolutely, and I think the piece by Sami Ramadani in our newsletter makes it quite clear that there are other atrocities going on that aren't being reported. And if it takes a journalist of John Simpson's stature at the BBC to get an atrocity even paid attention to by the authorities in Iraq, it's an indication of how little attention the media is paying to those reports. And I should mention that the Iraqi government has rejected the U.S. Whitewash of the events in Ishaqi, but still the media seems to take its cue from the U.S. and U.K.-backed authorities in Iraq, rather from the reports that are coming in, often with video evidence, from the ground.
Yeah. Okay, Dave, I know you're in a hurry to get off, so let's leave it there. Thanks very much indeed for your time this morning, and thank you.